Okay. Today's an experiment. Let's... Last class, I'd say half of them were with me, half of them were totally lost. Probably my fault more than theirs. But anyway, we kind of got through it. And we're going to see if we're going to kind of get through it too. But essentially, this is experiment day. This is try it out day. Thursday, I will kind of start it fresh just for repetition. And we'll hopefully go someplace. And what I'm talking about is Visual Basic. Among other things, I came in this morning, and they had changed versions on me. And I'm sure they told me, but I forgot. So it was a new version. So Joe helped me figure out all the wonderful things to click on to get into it, because they changed the whole how to get there. Once you're there, it's fine. But they changed all the clicks to get there, because I guess they think it looks cuter. I don't know why. I mean, but anyway, they changed all the clicks to get there. So we're going to go through it, and you are very lucky to have Joe here, because that means there's two of us wandering around to answer questions, as opposed to one of us wandering around to answer questions. So, make sure you're logged on to K-Building, because Visual Basic doesn't come up if it's not under K-Building. So just make sure you're logged on to K-Building. Then you're going to go into Software, and you're going to pick Visual Studio 2019. Okay, and as I said, that was my first surprise, because I had thought it was still 16. And see that pretty thing that comes up that you wanted to bring up, that pretty little kind of purple and black thing? So that was the whole purpose, I think. Okay, so once we get in here, the first thing they want us to do is pick something, and we're going to create a new project. So we're clicking on Create a New Project. Now this one is key, because a lot of people made this mistake in the last class. You've got to click on Language up there at the top, and make sure you pick Visual Basic, because that's the language that we're going to be learning now, is Visual Basic. So pick Visual Basic, okay? And make sure you do that. Then the next thing is we want to be in down just, wait a minute, what did I just click on? Nothing. We're going to go down a little bit and find Windows Form App. Okay, so we want to scroll down this a little bit, just a little bit of scroll down, and you'll find Windows Forms App. Okay, so you're going to click on Windows Forms App, and Visual Basic is highlighted, and then Next. Now, this is the other important place. If you want to ever find your thing again, okay, you've got to be sure you put it in the right location and give it a name that you want to give it. So, essentially, I'm going to put it on my E drive, or my F drive, either one. I guess I'll put it on my F drive. And I'm going to call it, so I'm saying select folder. So I've now got it showing that it's going to go on to the F drive. And then I'm going to name it My First. Okay, so it's going to be my first one. So I am putting the project name as My First, and I'm putting the location as the F drive. Okay. So you want to put it someplace where you'll find it and be able to keep it, so put it on a flash drive if you have it, or put it out on your server drive if you don't. And then you're going to hit Create. And magic is going to happen. Okay. This is what your screen presumably is looking like when it comes up. Okay? You've got the Solution Explorer over here. and you've got properties that go with what we're working with, and you'll see how we use those in a minute. So we have properties over there. You have a form here. Visual Basic is very form-oriented, so you're going to be creating a form. And down the side here it says Toolbox, and I really need the toolbox when I'm creating a form. Okay, if you have problems, if you didn't get here, let Joe know. Okay, so now you go to Toolbox, and you are going to see that little pin up there at the top. There's a pin. You want to turn that pin because you want to pin the toolbox in. So you're going to turn the pin to face down. And that basically means that the toolbox will stay open until you don't need it anymore. Then you can unpin it. But by pinning it, you've got it available, and we need it now for what we're doing. Okay? Later on, we may not need it, and we can unpin it. But for now, we need it, so we need to pin it.
We're going to need Joe to come over and show us how to do this.
Does that mean you don't have the form up?
I don't, no.
Okay.
I wasn't sure I logged into the K building, so I went back out.
Okay. All right. So,
make sure you log in.
There's more than one person. How many other people are okay? How many people are not okay? I.e., should I start over? Okay, then Joe, you've got two people here.
Because we've never done this before.
Oh, I do it in my
C++. Oh, well, how?
Okay.
She does it in her C++ class.
The only difference is you need Visual Basic.
Yeah.
Okay. These two. Okay. Okay, so now I've got my form set up. And what we're going to do in Visual Basic is we're going to put things on our form to make them work. And the things that we're going to put on the form are the label, the text box, and a button. Okay? So, I'm going to drag over a label. So I'm just taking a hold of the label, and I am dragging it over to the form. So see where I've got label? I'm dragging it over to the form and positioning it kind of where I want it. And if I don't like the positioning, I can change the positioning. Okay, so I can drag the label over to my form. As I said, today is going to be a very experimental day. Okay, you want the toolbox. I think it's under view. Yeah, now you've got the toolbox. Click on common controls, you'll get there in a second. Okay, I probably should have mentioned, and I didn't, on the toolbox you want common controls. Okay, and mine came up automatically and I forgot to tell you. But under the toolbox, you want common controls. And these are all under common controls. Okay? Now, when you come over here, there are two ways that you can show the properties. One is alphabetical, and I like that one. So I click on the AZ to make it alphabetical, just because I think I can find things more easily when they're alphabetical. Okay? Well, wait a minute.
I'll put it on the after I for now. And
as I said, today is going to be one of those days.
You're going to open up a project which just like that. That's what we're doing. We will probably be using this.
Okay. So I've got label over there. Now I can change the name of the label. And I don't have to do this, but it's just a nicer thing to do. I'm going to have you pull over a chair, Joe, or something. Because the people behind you.
And then just grab the label and drag it over.
Okay.
And then you should be good to go.
You're matching me. Yeah. Okay. So, you drag it over. I'm now going to call it something. And I'm calling it LBL name. LBL. I'm going to cross out label one and call it LBL name. Because I'm going to put a name in here. I'm going to put up a text box in a minute where I'm going to have people enter the name. Okay? So I called this, I made it alphabetical. And I said LBL name under the kind of parenthesis name that it shows there. Then I can scroll down and I find a text box. And the text box says what is in that label. And I'm going to change it and I'm going to make it name. And I'm going to put it in uppercase so it kind of stands out. So I'm going to change that and call it name. And when I do, the text box up there will change the name. Now I have to move the cursor onto something else before it makes the change. But as soon as I move the cursor, notice I just moved it up one. As soon as I move the cursor, it should change to say name. Okay? Now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring over a text box. And so here's my text box and I'm going to bring it over and make it next to name. Okay, so now I have a text box there. And the text box is right now named text box one. I'm going to change it and I'm going to call it text name. So it said text box one, I'm going to change it and make it text name. Okay, so there's text name. Now, I don't want to put anything into that box, so I'm not going to go down to the text property and change the text property because I want to leave it empty. So I'm changing the name property that tells it what its name is, but I'm not changing the text property like I did with the label. So now I've got two boxes on there. I'm going to now bring a button over. So I'm bringing a button over, and there's my button. I'm going to change its name also, and I'm going to call it BTN Click. Notice I keep making capital letters after I write the BTN or the TXT or the LBL. I make the next letter capital so it kind of stands out. And you'll find that that's what everybody does. It's the way it's done. Okay? So I call this BTN Click. So this is button click. Now, right now, it says on it button one, and I don't want that. So I'm going to go down to the text property on this and change the text property to read click. Okay, so I can now click. And when I move the cursor, so I'm going to just move it up one, that box will now say click. And if I wanted to be capitals, I could have written click in capitals. It's up to me how I want to write it. So I now have the click. Now the next thing I'm going to do is put on another text box. So I'm going to click on the text box and drag it up. And I'm going to put it on there. And I think I'd like it a little bigger. So I can grab a hold and drag it and make it a little bigger. And I'm going to call this box, and I'm going to call this box TXT Greeting. because I'm going to basically, when I click on the button, I'm going to have it say hello to whoever entered their name. It's as simple as that. Okay? So I'm going to have somebody enter their name, and then I'm going to say hello, Susan, if I enter Susan. Okay? So this text box is called text greeting. Okay, so now I've got my form set up. So if I want to make the toolbox go away because it's in the way, I can change that little click and make it go away, or I can keep it. It doesn't matter. Okay? So now I'm going to put in some code. And the button is an event. When I click on the button, something I want to happen. So I am now going to double-click on that button on my form. So I double-click on it, and this is what comes up. Okay? So I double-click on it, and this is what comes up. Notice it says private sub, button click, click. That means if I click on button click, this is what I want to happen. And the handles out of the side says, this handles a click on the button click. So if I click, I will do this. The click event is the big event. You know, there are lots of other events that can happen, but the click event is kind of the big event. I click on something to make something happen, and I do a lot of that. Just click and make something happen. Click, make something happen. So now I'm going to write the code to make this happen. Okay? So if I come over here and I'm going to write text greeting, because that's what I called the box where I'm putting the greeting. I called it text greeting. So I'm saying I want to change the text property. Text property is the text that is in that box. I want to change the text property, which is the text that's in this box. So I say textGreeting.text. Now what do I want it to be equal to? I want to make it equal to, and I put the equal sign, and then I'm putting hello in quotes with a space after it. So I want to say hello, and then I'm going to have the plus for concatenate. So just like in JavaScript, the plus can mean either add or concatenate. So I've got the plus there, and then I'm saying plus text name dot text. So I'm telling it I want to take the text that is in text name, I want to concatenate it with the word hello, and I want to make it the text that's in text greeting. So that's what I want to do. I always have to write the dot text because what I'm doing is changing the text in the field. Okay. So now if I want to see this run, the green diamond up here, or actually it's a triangle, I guess, if I click on that, it will start. And there's my form. Okay, so there's my form. And I'm going to write Susan in here. And when I click on it, it's saying, hello, Susan. So when I clicked, it executed the code here, which said, take the content of text name, concatenate it with hello, and make it the content of text greeting. So I took and made it the context of text greeting. Okay?
Is that what you did? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine didn't create
name
space.
Okay, go back to your life. Yep, so now you gotta check the names. Don't double click. When it click once, it's gonna show up on here. Mm-hmm. And then you wanna look at the actual, so the actual label that you, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So go back in here.
Okay, so now I want to look at some other properties.
Text, that should be text box. Text box one. This one here.
Can you see the board?
Kinda.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to change some other properties now. So I can either click the kind of brown square up here, which ends it, or I can click the X on the property box, on the form, rather, and end it. Not the property box, the form. So now I am back out, and I'm going to look for other properties. So up here, if I want to go to the design mode, I see the form. So I can go back and forth between design code, back and forth between them. So now I would like to make my answer, I've decided, red. So I click on the box where the answer is going to be, and I scroll up here, and I find four color. Four color is the text color. So I click on that, and it gives me a down arrow. And I click on the down arrow, and it gives me a lot of other choices. And so I click on custom. And then I'm going to click on red, because I would like it to be red. What?
Can you repeat all you said?
In a minute, okay? So I just made that red. And now I want to change the font. So go with me on this one, and then we can change the color. I want to change the font. So if you click next to the font, it gives you three little dots. So click on the font, and I've decided I'm going to make this feel bold, and I'm going to make it 14 characters, so I'm making it bigger. And then I click on OK. So with the four color, I went in and I did the down arrow. I'm repeating it now. I did the down arrow. I picked custom. If you don't know what to pick, try them all, but one of them will show you this, and that's what you want, showing you all the colors. So I pick custom, and I pick red. So now I've told it that this particular box that I've highlighted, I want to be red, I want it to be bold, and I want to have it have a 14 for a font. So now, if I go and do this, so I'm going to do a start, and I'm going to put in Susan's name again, and I'm going to click, and now her name is red and bold and larger. Okay, so I now have changed the properties. I changed the properties to get this. Okay, so my properties have changed, and I now get the red, the bold, and the big. So the properties are impacting the look, they're impacting a lot of things. They're having an impact on what I'm doing, okay? And I could change the name for the input too if I wanted to. And I can change the background. If I go in and change background color, then I would change the background color. So if you go down up here a little bit, and it says back color, and you click on the down arrow and custom, and I can make the back arrow kind of a light brown. Okay? And so now I've made the background color of that box a light brown. So now if I start and I put John in and I click, okay, it's now got a brown background color. And if I had highlighted the whole form, I could change the background color of the form as well. Okay. So, what I want you to do now is we can save this. So I'm going to turn the form off, and then I'm going to do a save. So I'm saying file, save all. And that's going to save everything. So file, save all. and then I can pick where I wanted to go. Oh, I already have. Sorry about that. So I just do File, Save All, and it saved everything. And I told it to save it under the name My First, and so it's resaved it under My First. And then I can come back in here and do a Close Solution, File, Close Solution, and I can turn it off. So I want you to do the Close Solution, close it up, and then recreate this. Go through and do what I did, okay? And make, try to make the Visual Basic the way I made it. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I don't know what you did either.
Yeah, where I'm supposed to run
it,
and then
like. Okay, well, first of all, you're in run mode, so you want to click that and make that. No, you want to click that black, brown square. So now you're back. Okay. Now, that's in the wrong place. That's in a text changed, which you know nothing about. This is a click event, which you do know something about. So that is supposed to be down here underneath that. Yep. Sometimes it's just easy to retype. And then you want to get rid of all of this up here. Including both the end sub and the private sub. You want all of that gone away? And all of it. That's right. You want to keep public class and end class. Okay, so now try it. Wait a minute, yep, put in your name. Mm-hmm. And hit click. And it's just said hello to that name. Okay, now hello needed a space after it, so you need to go back to the code, so close it. You need to close it when you go back to the code. And then you're going to put a space after the O. After the O. Right. Okay, and so now you'll get a space in there.
Yeah. So I'm going to
get... Okay, how are you doing?
Joe got me to this point right here.
Okay.
And what's next?
Double click on the click event. And you're going to put in code similar to mine.
Only you have to use the names of the fields that you've got. So your code is going to look like your code is going to look like this.
I don't know what you call this, but you call the text name, you call the other text greeting, and it's going to look exactly like that.
Yeah. I call it text box. Text name. That's what it is.
Okay, but it's called text box on the form. Okay,
so,
then
yes.
Should run.
So
the
box
seems to be down
Press
here.
Thank you.
Well, why don't you just close it?
So when we go to our form, go to the design.
And now try running.
So anytime you need to change properties, click on the thing that you want to change the properties for.
Okay,
so, what
so
do you want to
put
change
it in
the color? And then this is your properties here.
You can go back and fix
so
the properties.
So we want to look for something that's called like
how
font
did you get
or
to the
okay, get out of the
let's
run
let's put it
out so get out here.
Yep. And then how do you
okay,
get
so
go to the
form,
the design pattern.
So let's click here.
Okay. and click on the box you want to color.
Those three dots should open.
And then look over there at the box to go with that box.
That's your font.
Okay, thanks.
That's your size.
Anybody else? How are you doing?
Good.
So you have four color, and then you have a background as well. There's different options that you can change it to pretty much any color.
I'm sorry, but you don't look like a terrible. When it works, it's not. You know, I don't get to say terrible when it works. Okay, does that make sense now?
Yep. Okay, four color. Are these my options? Oh, custom. I can do custom.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
So that's going to be the text itself. Background color will change the background in the text box.
Okay, so. The text is the four color?
Yes.
Oh, then I don't want it to be that color.
So you have that color for the background, and if you highlight the whole...
Do I save it or do I throw it?
So if you just want to run it to see what it looks like, just go ahead.
If you go into design and you click on the form... If you click on the form and go to background color,
you named it when you opened it.
I can actually make a kind of light beige or something that's the background color for the whole thing. So if I click on a place in the form so that I have the properties down here for form one, or else you can come down here and select form one under the properties. So if I have form one clicked and show form one, then I can pick a background for form one. Okay, so I now have a background for form one. Okay, so those are properties that I can play around with. Is everybody comfortable? Okay. If you're not, speak up. Okay. All right, so I'm going to do another save all to save this, and then I'm going to do a file close solution. Okay. Now, if you go back out to my website and you go into under site resources, click on programs, and if you go into programs, then there's a whole bunch of samples that I have put out. So we're going to start out looking at First Math. So basically, you want to download First Math and unzip it, okay? Because we're going to look at that program. So you want to download First Math and unzip it. And between now and Thursday, I would suggest you download all of them and get them all unzipped so you're ready for whatever one I pick on Thursday to look at. Because we'll look at them all eventually. So I would just download and save and unzip the programs. They're all zipped, so you have to download them and unzip them. If you have problems with that, let Joe or I know. Okay, right click on it. I guess not right click. Huh. Where did you download from?
Okay, what I do when I do this is I right-click on it, and I say save link as. So I'm saving the link as, and I'm going to put it on my E drive. So I'm saving it on my E drive. Save link as, I'm saving it on my E drive. And then once I've got it on my E drive, I go into the Solution Explorer kind of thing. And I find my E drive and First Math, and I right click on it and extract all.
That'll put it on my flash drive.
Right. And so now on the E drive, I have the version that's all set.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so save link as, and then extract all. There's a million ways you could do it. That just happens to be the way I do it. There's other ways to do it. Then when you get it there, okay, what you want to do is click on the one that has the picture, and depending on how yours is set up, you get this picture with the 10 in it, or you get the SLN. You may not see the SLN, you may just get the picture. Okay? So you may not see the SLN, you may see the SLN. But anyway, you want to click on the picture. And when you click on the picture, it will actually open it in Visual Studio. Okay? So when you click on the picture, it will actually open it in Visual Studio. Now, it's not showing the form, so I'm going to click on the form, and then it will show the form. Okay, has everybody found it and unzipped it and got it open in Visual Basic? First Math is the one that you're open. You don't see the form, you want to click on the form over here, double click on the form under Solution Explorer, and it will open the form. So double click on it under Solution Explorer, and it will open the form. Yeah. Do you see what she's doing, or? Because you're looking, so I'll let you solve it. Do you see?
I opened mine and it was fine.
Make sure you've unzipped. Okay, that looks fine. And then I click on the form.
No, up and double. One up and double click. Don't click with one.
Yeah, go up and double click is
one step up.
Yeah. Yeah, go up one more. Up, up.
Where?
No, over here.
You open the tab. Don't open the tab. Just click on the file name. Okay. That's it. That's it.
All right.
Just wait a little bit. It takes a while.
I'm not seeing the design.
Well.
Yours doesn't say... What
try one more time closing and clicking double. Click on that to the extra.
Double click on that one that says form mass VB. Wonderful. Did you unzip it and everything? I have no idea. You've got handle requires a width of fence. I have no idea. Get out and let's try this again. Because I have no idea what went wrong. So I'm gonna let you do that while I go on.
Okay. Notice what I call these. Take a look at them. I call the first one by the name Text First. The next text box was called Text Second. Okay. And then the one where I'm going to put an answer is called Text Answer. Okay? So I've got the names of these. These are Text First, Text Second, and Text Answer. So now I've got a button, and I've put on four buttons. And one of these buttons, the add one, has the name Button Add. Okay, subtract has one about button subtract and so forth. So if I click on button add, if I double click on button add, it comes up and all of the others that I have too, but because I clicked on button add, the cursor is here telling me where I am. That's what button add is. So this is button add's click event. Now, like JavaScript, I have to convert because the plus sign can mean add or concatenate. So I'm doing a convert, and I'm converting to an integer. So this cint up there is the same as parseInt when I'm in JavaScript. I use parseInt for parseInteger. Now I've got cint for parseInteger, or for turn it into an integer. So I've got cint textFirst.text plus cint textSecond.text. And I'm assigning that to textAnswer.text. Okay, so I'm taking in the two numbers and I'm assigning it to textAnswer.text. Okay? So if I run this, and I put in 7 and 4, and click on add, it tells me 11. Okay, so it took what was in the first box, what was in the second box, added them together, and put them in the answer. Okay. Now notice that subtract, multiply, and divide do not have that convert to integer because there isn't any confusion. It knows it's dealing with numbers and it deals with numbers. So the same confusion happens between Visual Basic and JavaScript. And things, when you declare Visual Basic things, it kind of assumes a string. When you declare things in Visual Basic on the form, it handles the things on the form as string, unless you tell it otherwise. So if I now click subtract, I'm getting 3. If I click multiply, I'm getting 28. And if I'm clicking divide, I'm getting 1.75. So it is doing the calculations that I ask it to do. Okay? So, what I want you to do now is to write a program that does the math. Again, start from the beginning and write a program that does the add, subtract, multiply, divide. If you want to get fancy, do some more algebra than that in it. Have things added and then divided or whatever you want to do. But try writing that because I want to make sure everybody's kind of comfortable with these. And put some color in and all that good stuff. So you can take in a couple of numbers and then do a calculation with it.
Well, I caught up to this point.
Well, you have to be in run mode, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So, no, you're not in run mode yet. Okay, I don't know what happened, whether you clicked and it didn't come up or not.
Yeah.
Let's see. God knows what you clicked on. But anyway, okay, so now you've got 7 and 4 in there, so click add. And it works. But you have to be in run mode to make it work.
Okay. How do you get out of this?
You click that brown square or the X on the form.
Okay, so the brown will stop it?
Yep.
And
so will the X on the form.
And that, and that's when that shows up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
If you crashed, you might have some computers.
You must crash?
You must change. Yes. You must press again.
It's just going to keep cycling through to try to. I'm just doing vlogs right now. So.
The small class was cool. The 11 o'clock class for some reason was really cool.
Yours crushed.
It's not what we're doing, man.
Oh, yeah, same time.
And yours crashed too?
Winning.
Okay, all together now. Let's see if we can crash all together. Right, if you click that little pin and make it go down, now it does it.
Okay.
Yeah. That little pin does it. Don't forget, if you want the text box, so that you can drag things over, you're going to, toolbox rather, you're going to turn that little arrow. And when you turn that little arrow, then it will drag things over. Okay? And it has to be in design mode for you to see it. But if you have the design mode and you bring up the toolbox, and then turn this little pin so it faces down. That means it pins it in place. And then you can use it. So try writing, getting the basic math one done.
Yeah,
make it more complicated if you want to.
Yeah, it's just cycling
through. How long do you use it take?
It seems
like an
everybody's got coordinates.
I will put up the place where you can download Visual Basic from up on my website tonight, and so you can download tomorrow morning, one or the other, so you can download your own version of VB if you want to.
Same this thing or something different?
What do you mean?
Well, this you can find on Azure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, last night I was there.
Right, okay, okay. Yeah, no, I'll just put the address down, that's all, but
I mean,
yes. If you've already found it, they let you download it.
Yep.
This is the
envelope.
Stop.
But you'll find the code's a lot easier than JavaScript because it gives you nice little red lines under things you did wrong.
No, my JavaScript, I listen. And
then
I have to do
everything
all over again.
Red lines, green lines, yellow lines.
That's right.
Lines. Why didn't you notice this
to the books? How did you make it bold?
I went into font. The property called font. If you go over there, then you get to set the font bold and the sides.
Just a quick question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can just drag it. Or you can just re-download it, too.
Label over there?
Yeah,
it's a label. You just drag over a label.
You just told me the answer.
Okay.
That's what I told us all day.
You have label and tax boxes and buttons are the only things we've looked at. And in fact, probably the only things we will look at.
Thanks.
Finally, huh? Yeah, no, it's everybody doing it all at the same time. And I got to use a virtual machine, so I'm proud of that. Make it colorful, make it do some math. Throw in some math if you like. Does it make any sense?
It's not running. I'm trying to figure out what I want to say about.
Well, make that high go away. That all that up there. Just highlight it from the delete. Not public class.
No, just this.
Just, yeah. Okay, so now we've got a button in, don't click, handles button in, second text, first text. Okay, now go back to the form and let's make sure you call those.
It's going to be that one, right?
Yeah. First text. Is that what it was? Yes. First text is that one. Yeah.
And then my thing, the answer one was what I call this thing.
Yeah. Alright, so let me begin on the next one. So, the bill that was, you're going to get the same yes that she got, probably. No. Oh my goodness, this is a little bit loose. Text the best one. Line one, position one. So something. Line one, position one. I don't see anything. Go back to the form. Do you have anything in the form? Yeah. And then it say what application that you want to do.
How do you mean that?
The label?
Yeah, so you
just did label instead of the text box.
When you build it, it should say that. Or if you do it, it's not. It has to do with, they must have a cap on the amount of memory.
You just want to look at this one, help, and this one, and another one.
Playing around, you can play around with.
They're all crashing, huh?
Yep. Yeah, they're all about to go.
Yeah.
But if you saved it on your flash drive, you should have, because when you try to build it, every time you try to build it, it does save it.
Oh, okay.
So,
what is that?
Hopefully, we caught it in time.
No, I didn't build one. I can build it later.
If you haven't saved yours and yours is still up, do a save all. And,
it's going to do it on its own. It's already, yeah. You can't, but you probably can do it right now. Okay. But I've crashed the ones in the lab before for some bigger reason. Especially some of it. Once it gets towards the end of some of these.
No, the problem is they got too much. It's, you know, in the ways of your kids. I'm amazed at all of them.
Yes, I know how much that takes over.
Right. Exactly. Okay, folks. I don't think we're going to do anything more today. I think we are going to concede defeat. That the computers are crashing left and right. If you are here and want to, you can play around with the if statement, where I asked in this one example, if the contents of the first was equal to the contents of the second, then in the answer box I put the word same, otherwise I put the word different. So I just did a very simple if statement there. So if yours is still up, then you
Want to try an if statement? Try an if statement.
And later on, if you wanted to play around with it more, 104 actual computers, so you don't have to worry about crashing with those.
Right.
If you just wanted to play around with it before next class.
Good point. 104 is a safer environment. Because they're not virtual machines.
And that's where you're going is 104, right? Tuesdays, he goes to 104. So if you want to play around with this, follow him to 104.
Oh, there's a class after this here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 104 has computers that don't crash, so...
Or as much.
Mine doesn't crash either, because mine's a computer, not virtual. You're all virtual. I'm a computer. And so I don't crash as much, which is good.